This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden dropped out of this year's ongoing presidential race on Sunday, and he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden's been facing an uphill battle since his disastrous debate performance on June 27th against Donald Trump. And as much as he's tried to recover,
I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. I know how to do this job.
Voter support and congressional support have been slipping away. On his X account, President Biden wrote, "I believe it's in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my duties as president for the remainder of my term." I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be the natural successor, in large part because she is the only candidate who can directly tap into Biden's campaign war chest, according to federal campaign finance rules. Now, Democrats urgently have to try to bring coherence to the nominating process in a matter of weeks and persuade voters in a stunningly short amount of time that their nominee can handle the job and beat Trump. The decision marks a swift and stunning end to Biden's 52 years in electoral politics, as donors, lawmakers, and even aides expressed to him their doubts that he could convince voters that he could plausibly handle the job for another 4 years. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said on Sunday he thinks Vice President Kamala Harris will be easier to defeat in November's election than Democratic President Joe Biden. CNN said the Republican former president made the comments to the network shortly after Biden announced his decision.